Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Fooling Some of the People All of the Time by David Einhorn is a non-fiction investing narrative that blends investigative reporting, market memoir, and a cautionary look at financial gatekeeping. Einhorn, president and co-founder of Greenlight Capital, recounts how he came to publicly recommend short-selling Allied Capital, a prominent specialty finance firm, after concluding that its financial reporting relied on aggressive and misleading accounting. The book follows the long, contentious aftermath, the company's rebuttals, the market debate, and the difficulty of pressing an unpopular thesis when powerful institutions have incentives to maintain the status quo. Rather than presenting short selling as mere contrarianism, Einhorn frames it as research-driven skepticism aimed at protecting capital and testing corporate claims. The updated edition adds a substantial epilogue that completes the Allied story and connects its patterns to later market events, including debate around Lehman Brothers. Overall, the book's purpose is both documentary and instructional, showing how hard it can be to surface uncomfortable truths in modern finance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, short selling is research, not provocation. A central contribution of the book is its depiction of short selling as an outcome of investigative work rather than a starting posture. Einhorn describes moving from questions about reported results to a negative investment conclusion, and then to the decision to short and speak publicly. This sequence matters because it highlights what makes short selling distinct. The investor must be right on fundamentals, but also survive timing risk, skepticism, and the possibility that market prices remain detached from reality for long periods. The narrative shows how the short thesis is built through document reading, persistent inquiry, and testing management explanations against observable facts. It also illustrates how a short seller becomes part analyst, part investigator, and part risk manager, because the position can be painful even when the underlying thesis is sound. By placing process at the forefront, the book provides a practical lens on how professionals generate and defend a differentiated view, and why negative research often meets resistance that is less about evidence and more about incentives and reputational protection. Secondly, accounting quality and the limits of headline numbers. Einhorn's critique of Allied Capital revolves around how accounting choices and valuation judgments can shape the appearance of performance. The book emphasizes that investors cannot rely on a single metric or the comfort of audited statements without understanding how earnings, asset values, and credit quality are constructed. Through the Allied case, readers see why specialty finance can be especially difficult. Reported returns may depend on internal marks, assumptions about recoveries, and classifications that can make weak assets look healthy. The broader lesson is not that accounting is useless, but that accounting is a language with room for interpretation, and interpretation can be bent when managerial incentives reward smooth results. Einhorn repeatedly returns to the importance of reconciling stories with cash realities, scrutinizing disclosures, and reading footnotes as carefully as the income statement. The takeaway is a discipline of skepticism. Investors must ask what would have to be true for the numbers to be accurate, and what incentives might encourage a different presentation. Thirdly, institutional incentives that protect questionable narratives. One of the book's most pointed themes is that markets are not only information systems, but also incentive systems. Einhorn portrays how investment banks, sell-side analysts, parts of the financial media, and even regulators can contribute to a climate where critical questions are discouraged or delayed. The mechanism is often subtle. Relationships matter, access matters, and there are career costs to being publicly wrong or to challenging a widely held view. The book shows how these pressures can lead to optimistic coverage persisting longer than evidence warrants, while critics are framed as biased or self-interested. Einhorn does not claim that every participant acts in bad faith, but he highlights how conflicts of interest and reputational dynamics can produce collective blind spots. This institutional analysis is valuable beyond the Allied episode because it helps explain why frauds or near frauds can survive scrutiny for years. Readers come away with a more realistic understanding of how narratives are maintained, and why independent verification is essential when incentives are misaligned. Fourthly, the difficulty of accountability in regulation and enforcement. The book also examines the uneven effectiveness of financial oversight. Through the Allied dispute and its prolonged resolution, Einhorn raises questions about how regulators prioritize cases, how they interpret disclosures, and how procedural constraints can limit timely action, even when concerns are widely aired. The story underscores that enforcement is rarely a clean, swift arc from allegation to resolution. It can be incremental, contested, and shaped by institutional risk aversion. This has direct implications for investors relying on regulators to validate or invalidate. A thesis can be a costly mistake because markets move faster than investigations. Einhorn's account suggests that public debate, persistent questioning, and transparency can sometimes pressure systems that would otherwise remain inert. But it also shows the personal and professional toll of sustaining that pressure. The updated edition, by completing the Allied narrative, reinforces the idea that accountability may arrive late, partially, or in forms that do not satisfy either side, which is itself an important lesson about how real-world market justice often works. Lastly, patterns that reappear in major market failures. By drawing parallels between the Allied experience and later controversies, including the public debate around Lehman Brothers, the book argues that certain warning signs recur across cycles. These include a reliance on complex financial structures, optimistic valuations that are hard for outsiders to test, and confidence that size or reputation will prevent catastrophe. Einhorn's point is not that all large institutions are fragile, but that complacency often grows when narratives have been rewarded for years. The epilogue frames the Allied saga as more than a single company dispute, using it to illustrate how markets can normalize questionable practices when the broader system benefits from continued belief. This thematic bridge gives the book a wider relevance within financial history. It reads as a case study in how dissenting analysis is handled during booms, and how post-crisis reviews often discover that the evidence was visible earlier but discounted. For readers, the value lies in learning to recognize structural similarities across different names and eras, and to treat familiarity and consensus as risks rather than comforts. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a grounded, process-driven account of how an investing thesis is researched, challenged, and carried through under pressure. Professional and aspiring investors will gain the most, especially those interested in short-selling forensic accounting and specialty finance, but journalists, regulators, and governance-minded executives can also benefit from its incentive-focused perspective. Practically, it sharpens habits that transfer across markets, reading disclosures closely, interrogating assumptions behind valuations, stress-testing management narratives, and understanding that information quality is inseparable from the interests of those who distribute it. Intellectually, it offers a sober reminder that being correct is not the same as being believed, and that markets can resist inconvenient truths for long stretches. Compared with broader crisis histories or high-level Wall Street exposés, Einhorn's account stands out for its granular, step-by-step reconstruction of an adversarial investing campaign and the institutional friction surrounding it. The updated, now complete edition strengthens that impact by providing closure and reflecting on how similar dynamics surfaced again in later financial turmoil. The result is a distinctive hybrid of memoir and market case study that rewards readers who value evidence, persistence, and independent judgment. If you would like to support David Einhorn, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.